So I want to show you two things, and then we'll take more questions. I want to show you two things. Two things that are worth considering and I think will help us make sense of this double kasha, resolve the double kasha on the rush, and hopefully give us new perspective on the sugya. The first one is, as we've been alluding to for a while, this is not the only way to divide the field of Rishonim. We've been stacking the Rush, Muki Yosef, and the Rambam together. But there is a very significant difference. The Muki Yosef, and then the Rambam. So the Rush we spend time on. How about the Muki Yosef? Yudches Amon Aleph B'dape Harif, right in our sugya. Kol Dalam Gvar. Kol Misha Tigbar Yadoba Parmi Shona Hushalo Achio Tziena Chadeo Biraya. Whoever seizes it first gets to keep it until such time as the other one has a raya. Afim tizgaber yadola shavkima. If once Reuven was go there, see, even if Shimon be chozer mizgaber, he's going to have to give it back. So in what way is the rush and the Muki Yosef similar to the rush? In what way is he different? How is he similar?
Same
talk. Right. How is he different? Right. What reason does he give? None. He doesn't give any reason. Right? The Mugos just gives the same psalm as the Rush, but no rationale. The Rush are given an elaborate rationale for why the first one wins, and the Mugos just said that didn't. Why? We don't know. Then, with that in mind, you then look at the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Tezvav, Toin Vinitan, Halacha Dalin. So yesterday we just began looking at the beginning, but let's look at the end. Right? The Rambam presents, as we saw yesterday, a series of different cases. To our cases on Daf Lamed Dalet, he adds some of the cases, the cases on Daf Lamed Aleph, or at least cases inspired by the Gemaras on Lamed Aleph. Various cases where the two of them are stacked. Either neither one has a raya, or they both have even rayas, and therefore the rayas are neutralized. Shnayim sha'orin al asada, perek tezav al achadal hilchas toyim v'netan. Shnayim sha'orin al asada, zerma shali, zerma shali. Each one claims it's his. Ein lechem and raya, and neither one has proof. Or they both have equal and mutually neutralizing proofs. Each one brings the edim that's his. So trey to trey, we knock out the edim. Or each one brings the edim that belongs to their respective families. Shalvosa. Neutral, the Edom are neutralized. Oshevi kolach mishneim Edom shachol shnei chazaka. Or a third scenario is that they each bring Edei cheskes gimel shanim. And the Rambam stresses the hashanim, the caveat is hashanim she'edom and elu, hein hashanim atzman she'edom and elu. It has to be the two sets of Edom are talking about the same set of 3 years. They're different years, and whoever has the later cheskes about to wins. Okay, the Rambam says either you have zeomer v'zeomer, and there's no evidence, or it's a tray of tray. We each have Edim that oppose the other Edim. So then, Manichem Osobi Dehen, you leave it alone. Chol Mizgaber Yered Ba. Whoever is more powerful, who seizes it, will take it. V'yiyeh Acher Motzi Miyadol V'Olav Harayah. And then the other one is the Motzi. V'olav harayah. Now we heard similar language in the other Rishonim. That's in Muki Yosef. And the Rush had said, once one person takes it, the other one's not going to get it until he brings a raya. The difference is, the Rambam didn't just say, practically, the other one doesn't get it until he brings a raya. The Rambam said, the other one is the motzi. V'yiyeh ha'acher motzi miyado, and therefore olav harayah. It's not the same thing as what the Rush and the Muki Yosef were saying. The Rambam is giving a totally different rationale. What did the Rambam just say? Well, you become a muchzak. The Rambam just said that kol da'al gvar, right now it's open, right now no one's a muchzak, but the moment someone takes it, he becomes the muchzak. Contrast that, then the Muki Yosef, we don't know why he says what he says, but contrast that with the Rush. The Rush, you appreciate, the Rush stands out in sharper relief when you contrast him with the Rambam. Because what the Rush say here in Anar Sugya Paragimel Simen Chav Beis, he had said Dinahu, the Kol Mishra Gavar Yad Parmi Shonu Shalo, Achev Chadei Raya. Calls man that you don't bring a raya after tigmi lo shavkina and leila pukimine. The Numukilis had stopped right there. The Numukilis lived several generations after the Rush. He may have been quoting the language of the Rush and just didn't quote the rationale that the Rush gives. What was the rationale? Rush's rationale? The law mistaber she yisak nuchacham shikoy mein b'riv machlokas. It's not reasonable that Chazal be masakin that they should be fighting forever after Yom Yigbrazel, Machar Chadeiro. So that's why Chazal said, no. Kol Da'alam Gvar. They were posik. They were posik. Kol Da'alam Gvar. He's not talking about who's the Muchzak. That would have been an eminently easy thing to say. Instead, he's saying, you get it because, and the Samchu and the Rose, he's given a whole explanation. Right? He avoided, the Rush is clearly avoiding saying the simple explanation of the Rambam. Now once one person gets it, so now he's a muchzak. So of course, well, once you're the muchzak, I can't just walk over to Joey and say, that's a really nice pencil, I'm going to walk off with it. And he's a muchzak on the pencil. I claim it's mine. Doesn't matter, I claim it's mine. He's a muchzak. I need a raya limtam. What's the mechavre of a raya? So Rambam says, yeah. Once Reuven gets it, Hamotzi Mechavir Alvaraya, Shimon just became, well, as soon as Reuven gets it, Shimon became the Motzi. Shimon became the Muchzak. So what you have at the heart here is the Rush saying otherwise. Well, and so what's the Rush saying? What's the Rush saying? Right. In other words, and there's one more word you need to note. In order to, I think, fully appreciate the Rush, there are two things. The first one is to notice that within this, there is the way things are charted on the board, not only is there a vertical split between those who say the Sheni is Zocha and those who say Sheni is not Zocha, but it can also sort of hard to know where the Milk Yosef lies. But we can make a horizontal split between the Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam says the Rishon wins because he became the Muchzak. It's based on Hamotz Mechaber Alvaraya. What's the Rush saying? So take a look at one word that the Rush added in the Tshuva's Rush. Near the end of the first column. He quotes these Svaris. He said, "Samchu ktsas al hasvara shekasavti leel." He says they rely a little bit on the svara before. They rely a little bit. We had already been medayik when we began, when we learned the Russian Bava Basra. We already noticed that the word samchu could sort of go either way. It can mean you're really relying on it, or it's milashen asmachta. So the Rush here in the Chuvas Harash doesn't leave that up to the imagination. Samchu ktsas. We rely a little bit on it. Meaning, these svaras are not really super compelling. They're not really super compelling. Yesterday we were being down again. There are holes. What if both guys, a number of you pointed out, if both of them, if whoever's wrong honestly thinks that he's right, if it's an honest mistake, so then a number of these svaras are going to fall apart. And again, it's not exactly Chachma Shlomo. This is not, you know, a scenario where the judge said we're going to cut the baby in two. People are motivated to maintain their assets, and Ganavim are motivated to steal. The svaras are not super, super strong. And he's saying, well, the Ganav thinks, Ma Betza, that I'm going to go all out to get this. Tomorrow he's going to bring a riot. Maybe he will bring a riot tomorrow. Maybe he won't bring a riot tomorrow. And tomorrow is necessary tomorrow. It takes time for stuff to happen. And meanwhile, the Ganav may say to himself, I'll get the stuff and I'll skedaddle. By the time Shimon finds his riot, Reuven is booked out of town. So the svaras themselves are not super compelling. And as a matter of fact, they're also not overly compelling in the sense that they could be an argument for the second misgaber as well. So Gavi said, well, you could push back a little bit, maybe slightly more relevant to the first misgaber, the second misgaber in the Hanami. But again, these are not incredibly compelling svaras. When we got started, when we initially looked at the Rush together a couple of days ago, I asked you, so what principle is the Rush working with? What principle of halacha is Rush applying? So nobody said Rove, right? Which is what it sounds like. until you realize you're being, it's some chuk tzas on a rope. Now, it is true that the b'makam, as we saw it then when we started learning the Rosh, it is true that we do rely on a rov b'mamon if there's no muchzuk. And indeed, there is no muchzuk here. So you could say, oh, we have it, there's no muchzuk, so we'll follow the rov. Indeed, and that's the position of Rashi, Rashbam, and Bashuta the Daini. Neither one is a muchzuk, so whichever one is more indicated, so the rov is in his favor, we'll paskin based on the rov. But the more you think about the Rosh, the more you think about the Rosh, and the more you realize that these are not really compelling svaras. And by the way, it's not just the word kitsas in the Shulchan Arush, which indicates that. It's the whole thrust, as Gavya pointed out at the beginning. The Rosh opens by saying, Lav Dino. Let's take a look at the very beginning. Mori She'eri, Harav Shlomo, or Harav Shmuel. He's writing to someone who he sees as his Rebbe and also a relative. She'er Basa, She'eri, my She'er Basa. Yafe kasav ladin shenifsa kol dal gvar gavri yad echad the tafas. The shaila was about kol dal gvar case, where not that it went to round two, but instead after Reuven was tofes, Shimon said, "I want you to swear shvuas heses. That's yours." So the Rush says, "I agree." Had the paskina kol dal gvar lav dino. Kol Dalgar is not a din. There you have it, the end of the third line. In what context does he mean it? Dematzi lameimar beizim in paskuli kol Dalgar v'gavar yadiv is achisi mikach beizim enli lishava. It's not that there's a full fledged psak from the beizdin that I'm right and you're wrong. That they examined all the evidence and based on the edim and the shtar I won. No, rather. Beizin cannot be mevarer some chuchachamim, etc., etc., etc. What does that mean? So the truth is, you need to put the two pieces together. The Rush in the Tshuva is telling us that this is not really a full fledged psak. Now the Rush here in Bava Basra is telling us it is a full fledged psak. Ah, but what do you mean? Here he explains, if it isn't really a svar, so why are we doing this? So the other half of that, the real driver is, that now does become clear in the Rosh and Bava Basra, and that is, it's a takana drabanam ve'tikun olam. It's a takana drabanam ve'darkei shalom. It's not really a rove. That adds a little bit. It makes it a little more palatable. After all, there are slight svaras. Some chuktzat, a slight svaris in favor of giving it to the kol da'am. But really, what Chazal need to do is we need to avoid meriva kol yemeim. That's not a good situation. On the other hand, to issue an out and out psak, a shuda, a yachloku, that's not viable if it's still ikon ekon la milsa. There's still more evidence to come. So the Rosh says Chazal took a middle approach. They say Petikun Olam Rabbi Misaki, and whoever grabs it first gets it. And that's a Takana Drabanan. It's Takana Drabanan. It's not Mamasha. It's a Psak, but it's not a Psak. It's Dina and it's Lav Dina. It's Lav Dina in the sense it's not really based on fundamental principles of Muchzuk and Raya and Shtar and Eden. So that's what the Rosh meant in the Tshuva. But it is a Dina, as the Rosh says in Bava Basra, in the sense that Beizin actually is taking a stand. Unlike the Rashbam, who said that Beizin is just being mistalik. We have nothing useful to say. We are not warranted to say anything, so we're not going to say anything. If people hit each other, people hurt each other, of course we're going to stop them, the same way Beizin would always break up a fight. But beyond that, in terms of the property, the Rashbam says, we do nothing. The Rosh says, that's not viable. Maybe min HaTorah, the Rashbam is right, says the Rosh. Min HaTorah, there's nothing to do. But Midrabanan, Hefker Bezin has to step in and say something so that things will, so you won't have ongoing machlokas. What can they say? So rather than them making the call, they say whoever gets it first freezes there. And it's somewhat logical. After you do have these svaras, for whatever they're worth, some chuktas, and it's a way of imposing a system without basically really being the imposers, unlike Shuda and Yachlogu. Whereas the Rambam disagrees fundamentally with both the Rosh and the Rashbam. Because the Rambam says, this is a din in the full sense. This is a din. Right now, no one's a muhsuk. Once someone gets it, he will be the muhsuk. And therefore, mikr din daraisa. Once someone gets it, not just a new takan drabam te tikve om te darki shom. That's the din. That's the din daraisa. You became the muhsuk. The Rambam obviously is assuming that you can become a muhsuk in that way. That's the larger sugi of takfor kohen. The Rambam is assuming that tfisa la'achar shanol ha'safik creates muhsukos. And that appears to be the machlokas, the Rambam, and the other Rishonim. Can you become a muhsuk or not? So you really have three opinions. Yes, you become muhsuk, or no, you don't become muhsuk. On the other extreme, the Rashbam says there's no muhsuk, therefore Beis Din does nothing. In the middle, you have the Rosh, who apparently, if you put together the Rosh and Baba Basra, the Rosh in the Tshuvas, the Rosh appears to say, Me'ikra Din Hashem said like the Rashbam, but we impose Midrabanan, we make a takana, that Beis Din tries to be as uninvolved as possible. We stage manage. We make a rule that once one person gets it, it freezes. And that will accomplish Tikkun HaOlam and Darkei Shalom without us overextending ourselves in a way that's going to look silly when it will lead to evils. We can't make a real psak lead to evils, but we can say once one person gets it, the bowl freezes.